I recently visited with artist Judd Yelkut to talk about his upcoming exhibition, Visions and Surrealities, at the University of Dayton, and the experience was quite a trip. A quick YouTube search results in some of Yelkut's best-known works, with visual effects like glowing, neon-bright scenes and patterns, wavy television lines, overlapping image montages, and lightning-fast in-and-out zooms, with soundtracks ranging from the Beatles in psychedelic mode to the Byrds to Moonlight Serenade. His films and other works aren't intended to tell a story. They are meant to overload your senses and expand your mind.
My work has been between two extremes. In Sufi dancing, the whirling dervishes reach states of ecstasy which put them into communion with higher levels of being. And then on the other end, you have like the meditative form, which is another way of going inside and create a continuum between the inside and the outside. And both of these are means of getting to the same place. And actually, I mean, you can't tell where one begins and one ends in the end. So they're the antipodes of altered consciousness.
I'm Jean Philip. I'm a professor of art history at the University of Dayton. And I'm curating the Judd Yelkut retrospective at the university. Judd came to Ohio from New York and developed the first film and video program at Wright State University in the early 70s. We chose works that reflected 40 years of the artist's work, beginning with works in the late 50s and early 60s in film and media, collaborations with well-known artists and musicians and dancers, works in holography that were developed with the University of Dayton Physics Department and Research Institute. Also, we have two-dimensional collage works that were included in literary journals. His work as a filmmaker, media artist, teacher and arts writer has impacted the Dayton community for over 25 years.
Yelkut's experimental films and videos, some made in collaboration with art world superstars Namjoon Paik, Yayoi Kusama, and Trisha Brown, have been exhibited in museums and galleries around the world. Yelkut's known for his explorations into emerging electronic technologies, from film to video to holography. But for him, it isn't about a love of the technology itself.
In terms of the filmed images, I have often worked with natural elements, but I've been transforming them through both digital and analog means. I mean, it's enhancing these different forms of experiencing life. I was always interested in media as a means of humanizing technology, and so it always had a spiritual context to it for me.
You will see a lot of Buddhist imagery that comes up in his work from time to time.
Art educator Pam Houck.
He talks about his time in California, going west as a spiritual quest. And at that time, he met a lot of other poets and a lot of other artists who were very interested in Eastern philosophies. When he went back to New York, then he sort of gravitated to artists who were also interested in these things.
New York's vibrant art scene inspired multidisciplinary collaborations with artists, choreographers, and composers that would determine the course of his artistic career from that point forward.
Well, the whole thing about life in New York at that time in the early 60s was a lot of interactive things between people and working in different disciplines in the arts. And everybody working in the arts at some point or another met or knew or hung out with other people and other arts, and this all overlapped. And then, of course, one of the big breakthroughs was when I started working with Namjoon Paik, who was the great innovator in trying to do things with, we'll call it television that time, because video was like really evolving.
Yelkut's work connects electronic technology with art history, contemporary society, and personal expression. University of Cincinnati professor Ben Britton.
Judd has been part of that flow, that tradition of using technology to humanize it. I think his work is an inspiration to younger artists. They see how he freely appropriates advanced media tools and uses them in a completely liberated, unabashedly personal way.
The Judd Yelkut Retrospective Exhibition at the University of Dayton opens on Thursday, January 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. with an artist talk in Gallery 249. A film screening and symposium will be held at Art Street on Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, with a panel discussion on Saturday. For more information about the exhibition and accompanying programs, go to arts.udayton.edu. This is Susan Burns for WYSO.